Married at First Sight. Chapter 3141. Elisa joked, "Demi, do you want to get married? How about I introduce you to your boyfriend? I guarantee that you will live happily for the rest of your life." Serenity's secretary's name was Demi Hillier. She was a young girl who had graduated from college and had just become Serenity's secretary. Demi smiled and declined, "Thank you, Mr. Stone, for your kindness. I have had a boyfriend since I was in college. Our relationship is now stable, and I have no plans to change him for the time being." "Where does your boyfriend work?" Elisa gossiped. "He just joined a small company. I don't know if he can continue. He said the salary and benefits are not as good as mine." Important notice, dear readers, please bookmark our new site, bhqtech.com, to continue reading the novels. Thank you. Recommend, clean your Brower cache now to access missing chapters. Speaking of her boyfriend, Demi's smile turned a bit sad. She had a very good relationship with her boyfriend, but when it came to finding a job, her boyfriend always struggled with success and liked to compare with her. She always felt that his income as a grown man couldn't be less than that of a little woman like her. Anything less would be a shame. But if her boyfriend wanted to be better than her, he was a young man who had just graduated from college like her. He didn't have much experience or excellent talents. Finding a job that aligns with his major would be ideal. In order to make a living, it would be great if he could find a job, so why would he dare to despise it? These days, there is really no shortage of college students, but there is a shortage of good jobs. The company had good benefits and promising development prospects. It recruited individuals and had many competitors. Her boyfriend wanted to join one of those big groups. Unfortunately, he couldn't compete with others, so in the end, he could only join a small company. Naturally, the benefits provided by a small company were not as good as those of the company she joined. Her boss was the oldest young lady in the York family. The other two bosses also had great backgrounds. The company's future looked promising. The bosses were serious and stern at work, but they were kind people in private. As long as she worked hard and didn't make mistakes, they would be gentle with her, the new secretary. Both Elisa and Serenity had prior relationship experience. They saw Demi's expression and then listened to Demi's simple words about her boyfriend. The two of them exchanged glances, and they both had the idea that Demi would eventually break up with her boyfriend. "When I first started working, the salary was not high. You have passed the probationary period and performed well, so you can get such a salary. Tell your boyfriend to work hard. As long as you work hard, you can shine in a small company. The longer you work, the higher your income will be." Serenity said a few words, then picked up her bag and said to the little secretary, "Demi, you go ahead and do your work. I'm going to pick Sunny up. If you need anything, call me." "Serenity, will you not return to the company after receiving Sunny? Are you going to Jasmine's place?" Elisa asked. "After receiving Sunny, we will take him first to Brother Duncan's. Sunny wants to see Brother Duncan, and then we will pick up Zachary from work." "What? You want to treat our aunt and nephew to dinner?" Serenity asked Elisa with a smile. Elisa smiled and said, "If I invite you to dinner, you won't go. It's just that I miss Sunny. Otherwise, let's go to eat hot pot in the evening. The weather is cold, so hot pot is the best. After Serenity thought for a while, she replied, I don't know if Zachary is free in the evening. I'll get back to you after I ask him. Alisa, see, I can't even agree to my invitation right away. Serenity smiled. If we don't go, you and Remy will have a romantic candlelight dinner. Alisa, we often have candlelight dinners. Too many times, and it becomes unromantic. Serenity, it's full of show-off style, I'm jealous to death. I left, and later Sunny blamed me for leaving too late. Chapter 3142. Serenity walked out of the office, holding her bag. It only took 10 minutes to drive from the company to the kindergarten. Upon her arrival at the kindergarten, she found a variety of luxury cars parked at the entrance. The kindergarten Sunny attends is the best kindergarten in Wiltspoon. The children who could attend the kindergarten came from wealthy families. When picking up children every day, the vehicles parked in front of the kindergarten were like a palace of luxury cars. Important notice, dear readers, please bookmark our new site, bhqtech.com, to continue reading the novels. Thank you. Recommend, clean your browser cache now to access missing chapters. Serenity got out of the car, walked to the door, handed the pickup card to a teacher, and then waited for the teacher to bring Sunny out. While waiting for Sunny to come out, she looked around and didn't see Mrs. Lab. This morning, she sent Sunny to kindergarten, but she didn't see Mrs. Lab. Mrs. Lab is no longer visible. She had been seeing Mrs. Lab a lot lately, but suddenly she didn't see her today. Serenity couldn't help but wonder, could it be that she and Cameron were overthinking it and that Mrs. Lab was really Mrs. Lab, not Carrie? Mrs. Lab's voice was very similar to Carrie's. Was it really a coincidence? Serenity took out her mobile phone, sent a voice message to Cameron, and asked Cameron in a low voice, Cameron, did your sister come to see you today? Cameron, no, she often doesn't see anyone. When she runs out of money, she will come to my flower shop to make a fuss and want money. Of course, Cameron would not give it to Carrie. As long as Carrie came to Spring Blossoms to cause trouble, she would directly order her bodyguards to blast Carrie out. Carrie was so young and capable. She wanted to spend money and earn it herself. Who would support her for the rest of her life? If Trenton gives Carrie some wealth, she won't be able to control her temper. Trenton looked at Cameron and didn't want to give Carrie so much money. He also wanted to use this to force Carrie to grow up and become self-reliant. However, Carrie still could not understand his painstaking efforts. When they met, she scolded him for helping Cameron. Trenton felt in his heart that his parents had raised Carrie to death every time he received a reprimand. What's wrong? Cameron was actually not in the flower shop, either. She left Wiltspoon at noon and headed to the company, where she is now. Serenity, it's nothing. I usually send Sunny to kindergarten, and I always meet Mrs. Lab as if she had deliberately run into me. I didn't see her today. Cameron immediately understood what Serenity meant. She said, I'll ask someone to find Carrie. Serenity, it's useless for you to find her. There's no way to prove that they are the same person. After Cameron thought for a while, she said, I met her last time at the Erickson family's banquet. She seemed to have left her contact information. Miss Erickson should know where Mrs. Lab lives. I am not in Wiltspoon now. I have rejoined the company. I can't go back in a few days. If Cameron is in Wiltspoon at the moment and she goes to find Carrie and then asks Riley to visit Mrs. Lab, Mrs. Lab is there but Carrie is not, Carrie is there but Mrs. Lab is not, if the timeline is just right, it can be suspected that Mrs. Lab is Carrie pretending to be. Mrs. Lab's voice was the same as Carrie's, and her body shape was also very similar to Carrie's. Cameron also wanted to prove whether the two were the same person. If it was the same person, no need to ask, they would know that it was Carrie who found a backer and approached them under a different identity, hoping to take revenge on them. It was impossible for the sisters to reconcile. Carrie hated her and Serenity.